Well, amen. Praise the Lord for the special music this morning. What a great message and song. If you have your Bibles this morning, go ahead and look with me to the book of Proverbs in chapter 11. Proverbs in chapter 11. For a few months now, we've been in a series out of the book of Proverbs. I think it's more needed today than ever before. We need Bible knowledge, wisdom, and common sense. That's something we've been looking at. The book of Proverbs helps us to have all of those things. Last week, we looked at the wisdom of learning to govern our speech and communications as God would have us to have communications. I trust that was a help and a blessing. This morning, we're going to be looking at verse 24 and verse 25 in chapter 11. And so if you would, go ahead and stand with me, and we'll read the Word of God together. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, what a blessing it has already been just being in the house of the Lord on this, the Lord's day. Thank you for opportunities that you made available to each one that's here and for their faithfulness to take advantage of it. And Father, we now look to your word, and as we have read this passage of scripture in the book of Proverbs, it's a book of wisdom, and God, we need your wisdom, and we need Bible knowledge, and I pray, God, that you would just open up our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us. I pray that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. The liberal soul shall be, according to the Word of God, made fat. Now, that definition of the word fat there in the Scriptures in Proverbs chapter 11 is abounding in spiritual grace and comfort. Spiritual grace, and praise God for His grace. The loving kindness, unmerited favor of God. The liberal soul, the Bible says, shall have this. The liberal soul is going to abound in spiritual grace and comfort. The comfort that comes from Almighty God. What the Bible says about this liberal soul, the blessings of that is verse 24, he that scattereth, that's this liberal soul, scattereth, and yet increaseth. That's not by world standards, you're not going to understand that, but from a spiritual perspective, understanding how God works, you can expect that. Shall be, scattereth, yet increaseth. Verse 25, it says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth, connected to the liberal soul, shall be watered also himself. Now, that liberal soul and the blessings versus what the opposite would be there, in verse 24, and there is that withholdeth, not liberal, doesn't scatter, but withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty, spiritual poverty, which in connection with what we're reading here is absence of spiritual grace and comfort. It's not there. The message I want to preach to you this morning is the wisdom of becoming a liberal soul. Understand what God says about it, and we have all to have a desire to be that person that God looks to and calls a liberal soul. So the wisdom of becoming, or if you will, developing a spirit of giving. A liberal soul is someone who gives. And so developing a spirit, it's a mindset of giving. I remember before I was in the ministry and struggling with different things when I was about 21 years of age, and this still just sticks in my mind, I was sitting in my barber's chair, and he had just come back from a financial seminar. 21 years of age, I was sitting there, and he wanted to tell me what he learned, and he said, they taught us that there are givers and there are takers in the world. And he says, I'm going to be a taker. Financial seminar is, you need to be a taker. No doubt that's the world's view. And sometimes we have adopted the world's view without really understanding how it's affected us. Anyone can develop a spirit, a mentality of a taker. It comes natural. Because we all have a sin nature. We all would want to identify more with the world than we would spiritual truths. That's the sin nature that we all have. And so it would come natural. Anyone can develop a spirit or a mentality of a taker, but at the same time, anyone can develop the mentality of a giving spirit. No doubt we find both of them being addressed here in the book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs, which God has given to us to understand biblical knowledge, wisdom, and common sense. This idea of becoming a giver or a taker is connected to who and what a person chooses to allow to influence and even motivate them. Who and what philosophers of the world, humanists of the world, the sinful nature of man, or the nature of the philosophies of humanity, who and what a person chooses to allow to influence and motivate them comes down to whether we're going to look to God or the world. Whether we're going to look at that which is spiritual versus that which is carnal. So we find here, God speaks of both. Because he knows that he's given us a free will, and he knows that he has and will allow us to choose what we become. How we live our lives. We have the testimony and the example of one of the wisest men ever to live and one who put the book of Proverbs together, and that would be King Solomon. And over in the book of 1 Kings, you don't have to turn there, but you might want to write it down and go back. And most of us know the story quite well as David now has passed on to Solomon, his son, the position of king of Israel. God has called Solomon. Solomon knows that now he would have to take over the position that David, his father, held, and as a young man, and he would be the king of one of the most powerful nations in the world at this particular time, and he would be called upon to lead this nation, to be an example to to the rest of the world. He is to be an example of the true and living God to the rest of the world. And Solomon, understanding the pressure that would fall upon him and following his father David and being able to lead Israel in a forward direction. And God come to Solomon, and in chapter 3, we find here that God has given Solomon somewhat of a blank check. He tells Solomon, ask what you want, ask what you will. And verse 11 here, after Solomon asked, not for himself selfishly, but he asked for himself this wisdom and understanding and knowledge to be able to judge righteous judgment, to be a blessing to the people of God, the nation of Israel. If you will, he's asking God to strengthen him so that he might be able to become a giver. And God responds in verse 11, and he says this, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life. If you have a blank check with God, would you want to say, God, I want to have a long life. I don't want to die an early age, which would be somewhat selfish. He said, you haven't asked for that. You could have asked for that. You didn't. Has not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself. God, make me the wealthiest man on earth. Maybe some of you, I want to be the wealthiest man on my block. I want to be the wealthiest man of my family. I want to be the most successful so everyone would look to me and my success. Blank check. Solomon, he didn't ask for that. That would be the mentality of a taker. You haven't asked for the life of thine enemies. I don't want anybody that does not support me to have anything. Matter of fact, I want them to die an ugly death. I don't want them to have anything. Solomon didn't ask for that. But hast asked for thyself understanding, to discern judgment. You've asked for yourself wisdom, knowledge, ability to lead other people to God. You've asked for yourself, not selfishly, but you've asked for yourself the things that will enable you to be a help and a blessing to others. A giver. Wow. Wisdom to develop a spirit of giving. To become a liberal soul. As you look at your life, wherever you might be in life right now, early on, teenagers, young adult, young married, maybe halfway through your life, maybe even going through a midlife crisis, your senior years, look at your life. How would you rate yourself as far as being a giver, a liberal soul? Between 1 and 10. How would your closest friend rate you. The one that you might love the most, the one that you might want to support the most, how would they rate you? Would it be close to how you would rate yourself? What about your worst enemy? They're not going to rate me very high because I would not want to give them anything. Really? No matter what. Just because they are at odds with you, you would never want to be a help or blessing to them. So how would they rate you? With that in mind, can I bring it down to the most important of all? How would God rate you? Would he look at, to you as far as how you have been a blessing to your enemy, or he would look to you to how you would be a blessing to your friend, or how he would look to you of being a blessing to yourself? What would be that? Would it be looked at as a liberal soul? A mentality of a giving spirit. Verse 24, go back with me to our text now, kind of just leading up to what the Bible says here, what God has given to us in these two verses. Now, throughout the book of Proverbs, you're going to have a, see a lot of verses. There's a lot of biblical principles concerning of giving. Throughout the Bible, New Testament, Old Testament, there's so much there. It is a topic that we need to be aware of. But I think it breaks it down for us here that helps us, because there is that scattereth concerning the liberal soul, this mentality of a spirit of giving, a spirit to scatter. Versus a spirit to hoard. How do you view your possessions? How do you view what God has blessed you with? Is it a desire to be able to use it, to be a blessing like Solomon? Use it to be able to scatter? Or is it more of a hoarder? Yeah. You don't want to give up anything. You want to keep it all. Yeah. I mean, you won't even throw away, you're 70 years old and you still have your Boy Scout uniform out in your garage. Ron Midgley. Not that he was a hoarder, but he did. He loved that that uniform, that Boy Scout. He just had it. I don't know if that qualifies for being a hoarder or not. But you have a hard time with giving up anything. Can I tell you, it begins by how we view our possessions. Of the world, they're mine. I'm a self-made man. I've worked for everything that I have. Therefore, I'm in control of it. From a spiritual perspective is, I was bought with a price. I'm not my own. I belong to Christ. So are they really my possessions? Or am I a steward of what God has entrusted me with? 1 Kings chapter 17, we find another story that gives us a biblical principle of that very same thing, of a mentality, a liberal soul, a mentality of being a giver. Because it doesn't matter how much or how little that you have. The most important thing for the poorest person on earth to develop is a giving spirit. Yeah. We should not be taught to sit back and expect everybody to give me something. Expect that the world owes me, the government owes me, my children owe me, my parents owe me, my friends owe me. That's that mentality of a hoarder, a taker. The most important thing for us to learn, if you want to be made fat in a spiritual way, is the mentality of a giving spirit, a liberal soul. Elijah was told by God in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 9, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." A widow woman that, as you continue to read the story here, was about ready to die of starvation, only had left a handful of meal and a little oil in a cruse. Would she hoard that? She was going to prepare her last meal for her son and then realize there was none to be found anywhere else, and after that they would die of starvation because that's all there was. But God had borne witness with her spirit, and he had revealed to her that I want you to take care of the man of God that I'm going to send to you. She didn't understand it, but she knew it. Elijah didn't fully understand it, but he knew it. Can I tell you, you never want to take advantage of people and don't want to stand before the judgment seat of God and abusing people. Some people say, how could Elijah ask her to go and make him a cake and go and feed him first before she would even feed her own son, when all that they had was just a little bit of a meal and a little bit of oil, just enough to one last bite, if you will, before they would die of starvation? The only way that Elijah could be able to do that is because he had heard from God, and God said, I have commanded her. It's my will. And as she becomes a liberal soul, as she gives as I want her to give, I'm going to bless her beyond her understanding. Elijah went to her knowing that. And she said, I don't have a cake. This is all I have. And he said, trust God. Give it as God has commanded you. That's the key. Not as Elijah had commanded her, but look to God. Because how God views you and rates you from 1 to 10 as a liberal giver or a hoarder is what's most important. I'm a steward. As a steward of whatever God has given to me, no matter how little or how great, I desire to be used of God. And that is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. When she scattered it, the Bible says this, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Wait a minute. On a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. In the hands of God, became more than enough. Outside of God, she would have eaten that and died. She was planning on that. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. That's powerful stuff right there. That's a liberal soul. Go back with me. Verse 24. There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than is meet. Withholdeth more than is meet or necessary for thy needs. It's not wrong. As a matter of fact, it is commanded that a man take care of his family, live up to your responsibilities, provide. It's not wrong to use what God has given for our needs and even our desires. If you're allowing God to lead. In 2 Corinthians in chapter 8, and let me just read this to you as well. You don't have to write it down. But you can write it down and go back with me later on. But 2 Corinthians in chapter 8, when Paul is dealing with the idea of missions giving and how each one would have to look to God to determine what they were to do. He says this, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia, the grace of God that being made fat, spiritual grace and comfort, how that in a great trial of affliction and abundance of their joy," they were going through trials and affliction, but "the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality." It abounded because of their liberality, "for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves." God, what would you have me to do? Because I know that it's the liberal soul that increaseth, according to the word of God. "For to their power I bear record, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first," and what's most important, "but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." They looked to God and said, "God, I am your steward and you have blessed me with whatever you have blessed me with. What would you have me to do with what you have blessed me with? Because I want to be able to scatter." That's my mentality. That's my heart's desire. That's what I want to do. But God, I want to make sure that it is what you would have me to give. I want to scatter it in the right place. But I'm your steward. I need to hear from you. We need to stop living to build bigger and better for self-pleasure and focus more on living to give and being rich toward God. Because it's through the giving and stewardship that we become rich toward God. Which takes us to another story that the Bible reveals to us that Jesus presented in Luke in chapter 12. And one that no doubt we look at quite often because it's such a powerful passage of scripture. The parable of the rich fool. There was a man, the ground of a certain rich man, that brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, "That's a hoarder. saying, "What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits." And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry, a hoarder spirit." But God said unto him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up," and this is the key, "so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Not rich. We need to live to give, to be rich toward God. Acts 20:35, the Bible says, "It is more blessed." This is what God says. "It is more blessed to give." Developing the liberal soul, the spiritual mentality. It is more blessed to give than to receive. The reason it's more blessed to give than to receive is because it's the givers that make a difference in people's lives. Where would we be if God had not sent givers to impact our lives? If God had not given us possibly parents who realize that children are a heritage of the Lord and they wanted to give to their child's children as God wanted them to give? If we didn't have a friend that came into our life that wanted us to be saved, and they were giving whatever they could to be an influence. Givers make a difference in other people's lives. Back in our text, we're done here. Proverbs in chapter 11. One of the blessings he says here, "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he, the liberal soul, that's he that watereth, not only scattereth, but watereth, shall be watered also himself." That's what God says about it. Shall be watered, you watered. You look in the wrong place. We don't give and become givers expecting them to give back. That's not of God. That's not our expectations. We give according to God's leading, whether it be an enemy or whether it be in a friend or whether it's God leading. God knows how he wants to use it. We become a giver as God directs us because we give to God to be able to give to whoever and whatever. In the church, I often say, you don't give your tithes to this church for this church. You don't give your tithes to me. You don't give your tithes to pay the staff. You don't do anything. No, you give to God through what God tells us to give through, and that's the church. But my gifts are acknowledging that I'm a steward, and God, whatever you would have me to do with them, that's what I'm going to do. And as I give them to water others, then God is going to water me. because God loveth a cheerful giver. How can I be cheerful being a blessing to mine enemy? Because I know that if it's what God would have me to do, He's going to give me more back than what I could ever give out. So, have I developed a spirit of giving? It's because of my choice. It is what I choose. Or have I developed a spirit of taking? That barber, someone when I was 21 years old, didn't realize. I believe God did that, and that stuck in my heart and my mind, and that made a difference. I was 21 years of age, and I was in between trying to decide, am I going to go into the world, or am I going to focus my life on God? That was 43 years ago. No, actually, it was 43 years since I've been in the ministry. But that thought made a difference in my life. At that moment, I said, no matter what the world says, I knew I was saved. I said, God, I want to develop a spirit, a mentality of a giver. I wanted to be a giver to young people. Because I realized what was needed in my teen years that I didn't have, that caused me to continue to go back into the world and into sin as a saved man. I said, you know, Lord, help me to develop what I need to develop to be able to make a difference in the lives of teenagers. I went to the youth ministry right after we got married. Married in 1979, went right into the youth ministry. I've been going to Bible college since that and preparing for that. And we made a difference, I believe. I look back, and we have several members in this church right here that were part of our youth group back in between 79 and 85. Then God called me to the pastorate. The very same mentality that I had as a youth pastor, I said, God, use me as a pastor. And I trust that our lives can be seen as givers. Because I believe it's the givers that make the difference in the world. What's your choice? If I could have every head bowed. Giver, taker, one who scattereth versus one who hoards. God has others in your life that He wants your life to make a difference in. it'll never make a difference until we develop a mentality of a liberal soul. Father, we bow before you. We do love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the message that you've given to us from your word. I pray, God, that you would take it now and help each one of us to make whatever application necessary. But I pray, God, that everyone here, as they walk out the doors of this church this morning, would have a desire and a plan to become a giver. In Jesus' name, amen.